It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
The Reverend Billy Graham was famous for his evangelizing crusades all around the world. He counseled presidents from Carter all the way up to President Trump. He did always remember his humble roots. That's according to his son, Franklin Graham. Graham was also asked on the Today Show how his father wanted to be remembered.
He would want to be remembered as a preacher. I asked him, when my mother passed away, we knew what she wanted on her tombstone, so I asked my father, so there wouldn't be any argument among us children. Daddy, what do you want on your tombstone? And he thought about that. He said, preacher. So that's what's going to be on his tombstone, preacher.
One of the many early highlights of CPAC was Wayne LaPierre, the CEO and Executive Vice President of the NRA. Let's take a listen to a portion of his comments.
Evil walks among us, and God help us if we don't harden our schools and protect our kids.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
And now with a look at some of the stories going on around the world today, here's USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
Iran's deputy foreign minister is threatening to pull out of a landmark 2015 nuclear deal unless economic sanctions against the country are eased.
We cannot remain in a deal which there is no benefit for us. It's a fact.
Speaking in London Thursday, Abbas Araghchi blamed President Trump for violating the spirit of the deal by stirring up unease about its future.
In any public statement by President Trump, when he said that this is a very bad deal, this is the worst deal ever, I'm going to tear it off, I'm going to fix it, all these statements are clear violation of paragraph 28.
According to paragraph 28 of the nuclear deal, the U.S. is obliged to implement the deal, quote, with a constructive atmosphere based on mutual respect. North Korea has wrapped up its Winter Olympic competition, and for all the fanfare about visiting cheerleaders and diplomats, the athletes were a disappointment. The figure skating pair of Rom Tae-ik and Kim Joo-sik were something of a standout, placing 13th and ahead of the United States. But that was about it as far as athletic triumphs are concerned. A women's ice hockey team composed of North and South Korean players scored just 2 goals in 3 losing games. In speed skating, a lone North Korean entrant crashed out and finished last. And across 2 skiing disciplines, North Korean skiers consistently placed near the back of the pack.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and not quite. We are, what, at 75% full in here in the room?
I think you're right. Listen, Miles Bauer is out today So we've got Ludwig von Wiedemdorsky, that'd be Professor Ludwig von Wiedemdorsky, on the line with us, and we'll have Brian Patrick at the bottom of the hour, who will be calling in, I think, from D.C. He's with Congressman Huizenga's office, just to get an update on what's going on down in the cesspool. So, listen, Ludwig, first off, it's been a while. I can't remember what your voice sounds like, even though you're one of the co-hosts on the show.
Yeah, I took on teaching another professional business ethics class.
Oh, it's a scary thing that you're doing the don't tell them what you said about Dave Ramsey. Listen, speaking of economics, feds collect record taxes in first month under the tax cut. Runaway surplus. Did you hear that, folks? Runaway surplus in January. Ludwig, what do you think of that?
I think it's expected. We've always known that if you lower taxes, you actually see an increase in revenue.
Yep.
And the idea to tax ourselves to prosperity has always been a flaw.
It worked for JFK. It worked for Ronald Reagan. And no surprise, the exact same math works again. And I don't, folks that listen to the show have heard me whine for the last 5.5 years about the deficit, which is just craziness, that we're running $22 trillion, the last number I saw. But if we can keep the economy roaring, and that, frankly, in my view, goes two parts. First part is tax reduction. That's kicking in. Second part, which I believe played at least an equal part of this, is the state of mind of consumers, the American people. And they feel good. They feel positive. In fact, several of the pieces I've got lined up for today are different reference points for how people are feeling and what they're doing. And when I, both from small business, that's people like Renegade River that sponsors this show, my business is up, and I've got a friend that runs a business, Mind Sporting Goods, firearms and all of that. My friend runs a boutique that sells higher-end baby buggies and stuff like that. Their business is up, and every business in between those two is up. And that goes to the folks feeling better about what's going on, even though the media would do its absolute best to drive us into the ditch with their relentless, never-ending negative. Folks aren't buying it, thank God.
Yeah, when they came out with a plan. They said, oh, over 10 years, it'll be a $1.2 trillion deficit. That's if you look at just the bare dollars as of today. That's not taking into account the consumer index, spending, and all those other things, that when you have more money in your pocket, you spend it. We are a consumer society. We're not going to save it. We are going to spend it.
That's a very true statement. And you immediately saw, last I saw the number, it was up over 350 large companies across the United States that were between 1,000 and 2,000, depending on the company, sharing that money with their employee base and then also doing a lot of brick-and-mortar additions. Folks, this stuff is huge. I know you hear about it constantly, but to not stand back and say, how is it, what's it doing so far? What it's doing so far is literally better than predicted, and I'm not sure why it's better than predicted, because we've already seen it work at least two times in modern history. So I'm applauding it. Trump doesn't have to be a magician or a soothsayer. We know this is going to be the case. The worst part is the folks that advocated against it, leadership in the Democratic aisle, et cetera, they know it's good. Their own party has done it before with JFK. These things aren't secret, which I say shame on them. The only way that they can win is if they down the economy. And what a terrible way to seek a victory.
Well, I think that one way that it's better than predicted was we didn't just see an increase in jobs and the bonuses. We're seeing wages increase, and that may have been the unexpected part. Not only did this, we expect increased job opportunities.
Right.
I'm not sure they actually expected wage increases to go at some places that were $10 starting wages to all of a sudden now it's $15.
Right.
That was an added bonus, I think, which is where the unpredictability came in.
It was, and the fascinating part is that a year ago on this show, we lamented at length about them, whoever them is, by the way, folks, working to try to get burger flippers at $15 an hour. We had all that dialogue. The difference between the two concepts is one purposely seeks to jump the economy. When I say jump it, like take some kind of rabbit leap off, from my view, off a cliff. You cannot force wages when the market won't bear it. That's, to me, what minimum wage is. And then oftentimes it actually steals from the folks you're trying to help. Inflation goes up. They can't afford the burger that they're making. And, by the way, most of them were slowly being replaced and continue to be replaced with robots and everything else. So that's one side of the argument. The other side of it is to say, can we grow the economy so that those folks can earn more? There's that key word, can earn more and progress. Because I don't care what you're thinking. To me, a burger flipping job, by the way, I've done that, folks. That's an entry-level job. It's not a career. So can we build an economy that will allow those folks to make it to the next step? Donald Trump seems to be saying yes, and so do the numbers that supports what he's been doing.
Yeah, these wage increases were definitely unexpected. It hasn't happened in forever. It's been a needed adjustment. We've watched inflation and prices go up, but wages have been stagnant for 20, 30 years.
Well, keeping in mind,
they haven't kept up.
Keeping in mind, my belief, and I believe this passionately, is that there's no such thing as stagnation. You are either going uphill or you are going down. There's no such thing, in my view, as economically treading water. It just, and I don't care whether we're talking about a family or a country. The math doesn't support that. So while they say that we were in stagnation for 8 or 9 years, the reality of it is that, to your point, inflation continued to go up. And those folks that we're talking about that are working in those kind of positions, they become harder and harder for them to buy a burger because the economy was slipping. That was, what do they call, the longest recession in history?
Yeah. Yeah, and when they thought they could just take wages up, they don't understand the effects of also the people who have a part-time job and they're trying to make ends meet, but they're still getting a little government assistance. If they would have automatically went to increase the minimum wage, these people would have been affected on losing all their federal benefits to help them get to a better place, and it actually hurts the people they're trying to help.
I agree with that. Listen, the other article that I want to reference for before we have to go to the break is, this is from Bloomberg.com, and I mentioned earlier about small businesses. Record number of U.S. small business owners say it's a good time to expand. And so, and by the way, Renegade River feels that way and will be doing so also. I say that because that's crucial to this conversation.
Yeah, growth is really the key to his plan. If there's no growth, the plan is not working in Trump's eyes. He's always about growth.
Yeah,
look at his personal business.
Yeah, and forget his eyes. This is about my eyes because I need growth because I believe what I said, stagnation is impossible. So if I'm running flat, I'm going downhill. So
and growth just in jobs isn't always the way, but expansion of operations and customer base and all the things that happen through his tax plan are happening.
They are, but I got to tell you, though, just for me, by the way, and it's important for me to add this caveat to that, Ludwig, to me it's not just about the tax cuts. It's not just about the numbers, and I've got to say it again. A lot of this economy, and I would even submit to you that more than half the equation is a state of mind, and the state of mind right now economically is positive. That's not been the case up until the last probably 6 or 7 months. We're seeing a lion swing in the proper direction with our collective state of mind. It is heading in the right direction now.
You know, we saw was people taking on jobs over the last 8 years that they were overqualified for, underpaid for, and they were taking them out of necessity.
Right.
And now we're seeing the hope that I can quit this job that I was forced to take.
Right.
And find an actual career opportunity out there that's becoming available.
I think that's exactly the difference. Is am I forced to take a job? If I can get a job, I'm forced to take it versus, to your point, trying to build a career. Folks, Ludwig, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothco outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more. Store
where service is the difference.
We get it.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We have Ludwig riding as our co-host today.
Yep, Ludwig riding shotgun. What will they think of next? Oh, my. Listen, before we jump into the news and all of that, I got to help me out with something, Ludwig. The two black ladies that were, I can't remember their names. That's what I'm wanting help with.
Diamond and Silk.
Yep, thank you very much. I can never remember their names. The one of them, there's a meme that she's produced, or someone's produced it for her, quoting her. I don't like it when people call me African-American. I was born here. I'm an American. I've never been to Africa. Listen, I really applaud that. And I think these hyphenated labels, this divisiveness of identity politics, folks, we're all American. And I love that this lady said that. I really do. Bravo to her. And speaking of folks not endearing themselves with the Uber left, Ludwig, did you see or read anything that Bill Murray's had to say lately?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I not only am I a fan of Bill Murray as an actor, but I'm a bigger fan now of him with what his interview was all about.
He did who was that interview with, do you recall?
I think it was with The Telegraph in the UK.
is at thedailymail.com is where I found the article at. And listen, help folks remind me also, this guy's done, he's done movies. I see he's a comedian, but is he a stand-up comedian? He is a movie. You Miles are the cultural icons of this show. So tell me who Bill Murray is.
He's more of a sketch comedian. He was on SNL, and he actually took over for Chevy Chase in year two. And then his big role in movies of claim to fame was the golf guy in Caddyshack. He had the big fight with the groundhog there. And,
okay.
And then he played in Ghostbusters 1 and 2.
Right.
And Groundhog Day. And but yeah, more of a sketch comedy guy, kind of a dry humor, quippy type of fellow. He's funny.
So he writes, and I'm reading, folks, Bill Murray praises Republican tax cuts as he attacks divisive politics and blames Democrats for making it worse by trying to appeal to minorities instead of everyone. That's the important caveat here, instead of everyone, and which goes to the lady's quote that I read at the opening after the break. We've got to start seeing ourselves as Americans and not all of these little groups. He goes on. Murray warns that political discourse is degenerated into a clash of clans every day, first thing in the morning. He's exactly right. He's exactly right. We've got to push back on those that would seek to divide us. This man is spot on. He says Democrats can be divisive by striving to represent certain groups of minorities rather than simply saying they represent Americans. Amen. Ludwig, where are you at on that kind of thinking?
I agree. I get tired of the men versus women or whites versus black or even black versus Mexican. You're either an American or you're not.
The idea of disliking somebody because of who they were born as, I've said this before, the idea of me not, I'm looking at Brian Thomas, for me to say, I don't like you because what you were born as, to me is the epitome of ignorance. It's beyond the pale of being dumber than an ice cube to dislike somebody for what their DNA structures caused them to be. That's just mind-boggling folks endorse that.
I mean, it's just like making a big deal about somebody's hair color or body type or...
You don't like gray hair? Is that what you're trying to tell me, Brian?
Anything. It's about as ridiculous as that, isn't it?
He goes on. The way the Democrats handle things is poor. When they try to pick out little pieces of a population, oh, well, we represent the LGBT, you know, et cetera, or something, he said. Instead of thinking that each citizen has a right to be respected as a citizen first under the laws of this country. Listen, folks, that last sentence is a real key thing in Mike Hewitt's political makeup. We're citizens, and one of the things that we've gotten out of this divisiveness, and frankly, things like the immigration lottery system, I'm not sure what that noise was, Ludwig, but I don't want to guess. things like the immigration lottery system, what they've been doing is devaluizing the actual concept of citizenry, and that, to me, not only is it divisive currently, it spells really large problems for our future if we no longer value what it is to be a U.S. citizen as citizens. What say you, Ludwig?
I remember when I was running, I had a gentleman come to me and goes, who do you represent if you win? The people who voted for you, everybody in the district.
Right.
I said, well, everybody in the district. Well, I don't like that you represent me. I'm like, no. I'm the district's representative. I didn't win just your vote. I represent the district. And he was almost offended by it. I'm like, no, we don't separate representation by who voted for who and who didn't. You're there to vote to represent everybody. They may not always agree with your representation.
Sure.
But you're there to represent everybody.
If you remember the year a couple years back, Ludwig, where we did a whole series of primary candidate interviews on this show from candidates from across the state of Michigan, at least, and one of the two questions we would ask is exactly what you're saying. Do you represent the folks that voted for you, or do you represent your district in total? The other question we asked, which I think is just as important and just as telling about what the candidate is all about, is we would ask, do you vote your conscience, or do you vote the will of your constituency? And listen, almost every single candidate we asked those questions of had to really wrestle with them because they're tough. They're really tough. Are the folks picking you because they trust you and your conscience? And so do you take your conscience and say, this is how I'm going to vote, and that's it, and that's that? Or do you look back across your district and say, I think my district collectively wants me to do X, Y, Z? Those are big questions, and I don't think any one person knows what the correct answer is. There may not even be a correct answer other than how we each individually see it. So anyway, the 67-year-old said atmosphere made comedy of a political nature very difficult. And I wanted to hang on this point for a minute because what we've seen, I love comedy, folks. By the way, when I was younger, when Miles Bauer and I were friends in Ludwig's age and backwards, we both mutually loved political comedy. We didn't care whether it was against our side or the other side or all sides. We loved it. Johnny Carson is a great example. Johnny Carson, didn't matter what president or what congressman or what ideological person he had sitting there on the couch, he was making fun of them all. It was fun. It was funny. Sometimes it had some gravity to it. You had to pay attention. But it's really changed in the last few years. It's gotten mean-spirited. And folks, in my view, that's not funny. Ludwig?
I don't mind if they make fun of my guy, their guy. I think it's great. In fact, one of my favorite comedians, and you probably don't know him, and if you did, you probably like him, is Dave Chappelle.
Don't know him.
And
probably don't like him.
He's done some specials for Netflix, and in the last one, he's talking about how he can't even do college campuses anymore or do certain jokes because people are offended. At one of his last shows, he made a joke about he didn't understand transsexuals, and the lady in the crowd got up and started hassling him about it and ended up leaving. And he's like, it was a joke. And then he's like, dumped on it. I'm doing comedy. This is what you're supposed to do, make fun of things. And he said, now you can't anymore because everybody takes it so literal. But then you got the other side, like Jimmy Kimmel, who's no longer funny. It's a tax.
So the folks that follow that stuff remind me of angry, mad, wet cats running in every direction, screeching and howling with their hairs on fire. I don't get that. It's just, to me, it's not funny.
Perpetual PMS. And
oh, it's just, it's so much weight.
It's like, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm thinking, why would, this is not entertainment. It's not ideal. It's certainly not cerebral. It's not something you can sit back with and have a nice, friendly conversation, even in differing ideas. I've got really good, close Democrat friends. We have very, very nice conversations. They're not mean-spirited. They're not ugly. We don't call each other names. It doesn't end with any kind of bombs a person may bring to mind. They're respectful. But it seems like our pop culture, that's why I always joke you and Miles that I'm not as cultural as you two. It seems like the current cultural cycle is to be very mean-spirited. And I'm just, that is a major turnoff to me. Listen, Ludwig, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be back right after these words.
Want an easy way to brighten up your day? Get beautiful new window fashions from the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America, Budget Blinds. It's easy because Budget Blinds does it all for you with style and service for every budget. We're your neighborhood experts, and we bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. Right now, we make it easier than ever with savings up to $500 on select window coverings. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. See for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Call and get savings up to $500, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Brighten up your day the easy way. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump today endorsed a higher minimum age for buyers of certain rifles and tighter background checks for purchasers, saying, quote, there's nothing more important than protecting our children. President Trump was also asked if he thought he would be battling the NRA when it comes to some gun legislation.
I don't think I'll be going up against them. I really think the NRA wants to do what's right. I mean, they're very close to me. I'm very close to them. They're very, very great people. They love this country. They're patriots. The NRA wants to do the right thing. I've spoken to them often in the last 2 days. And they want to do the right thing. They're going to do the right thing. I have no doubt about it.
Do you think you can win that battle, sir?
It's not a battle. I think the NRA wants to do the right thing.
A request by Republican leaders in the Pennsylvania legislature to stop a new congressional map from being implemented is now in the hands of the Supreme Court. For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just 1 day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And as Mike says, we are in it.
Folks, he's absolutely right. We are in it. If you're just tuning in, Professor Ludwig von Wiedendorsky, my co-host, on the line with us is Brian Patrick, who we affectionately know of as Boomer with Congressman Huizenga's office. Brian, welcome back to The Mike Hewitt Show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Hey, I wanted to get you on just to get a quick update. What's going on in the swamp? How are we doing in D.C.? Are things going in the right direction? Are there still catfights? What are you seeing?
We're trying to get her going in the right direction. I mean, I think first and foremost, let's address the latest spending government funding bill that was passed. Remember, Mike, let's do a quick history lesson. Republicans, including Congressman Huizenga, last September got all 12 appropriations bills done
right.
That would have cut spending and reduced the size of government. Unfortunately, you know what happens? They go to the Senate, and you've got that 60-vote threshold, and guess what? That you got people like Debbie Stabenow says, well, we're not even going to bring these up for a vote. No, we're not even going to allow them to be debated. So then we get into this CR business that we've been doing, and then we have to make the tough call. Do we want to make sure our men and women have the resources they need to get home safely while completing their mission, or do we want to go down the Democrat road? You know, so it was a tough vote. Bill supported the budget plan. Secretary Mattis called Bill, and he was like, I can't in good conscience send these young men and women out without the proper equipment and materials and support they need to come home safely. And that is what got Bill to yes. It was a tough vote. Obviously, it did not go as how Bill wanted it to go in terms of how we should properly fund the government. But we're going to dig back in and get back at it.
Well, the irony to it, listen, I've been opining about CRs, continuing resolutions, folks. I remember standing in a Tea Party in 2010 talking to candidates and electeds at the time about CRs, and I don't think we've had a budget since then. And, I mean, literally, I was part of the Tea Party in our area, and I guess I'm not a big fan of this budget, as you might be able to guess. I am a fan of funding the military, so inevitably I would begrudgingly agree with Congressman Huizenga's vote, probably exactly how he felt about it. But the irony to it, or the other irony to it, is listening to folks like, for instance, I watched a congressman from California, the other, and by the way, he's a Republican, and he was whining at great length that the bill did not fund the roads, and he had a whole laundry list of things it didn't do. And I'm thinking, holy mackerel, what do you guys want? So with this, what's hard for us to keep in mind is when you walk in with such a massive thing that you've got to do, and then try to get 60 people to agree to it. And one last irony on that point, the 60 vote rule comes from Byrd, who was trying to control his own Democratic caucus when that rule come to be. I can't wait for that rule to somehow fall on its sword, because I don't think it's good small R Republican form of governance. And at any rate, go ahead, Brian. Where can you take us next?
No, I mean, you're right. I think you're right, Mike. I think that there's a lot of frustration. You know, Bill often says, the Democrats are my adversaries, but the Senate is my enemy, because there are hundreds of bills we have passed that would shrink the size of government, responsibly address issues such as infrastructure that don't even see the light of day in the Senate. They go there and they sit there and collect dust. So it's a very frustrating process. But one thing about this budget, Mike, is that we can all agree that the budget process is broken. This is going to create an avenue to reexamine how this is done, because you're right. How do we control spending if you can't even get the other side of the aisle to the table, right?
Right.
And I don't know if you saw this one or not, but the Wall Street Journal had a tremendous editorial on it, and it's called "The Deficit Problem in a Chart." And it's talking about the federal outlays, you know, spending, costs, things of that. Payments for individuals are slotted to take 69% of federal outlays. What does that mean? What is a payment for an individual? These are the income transfers, as they're called on the government books, right? These are the entitlement programs. They're Medicare, they're Medicaid, Social Security, food stamps, and among other things. You know, 30 years ago in 89, they were 47.7% of the budget. For the next fiscal year, 2019, they're going to be 69.2%, all right? Then we look at what is the interest on the debt going to do. That's another 7.4% of outlays in this fiscal year. So when we're talking about what drives the debt, it's this mandatory spending. And that's why we need to get Debbie Stabenow to the table to actually talk about this stuff. Because, Mike, there is not a single proposal that has been presented that would impact seniors and pull the rug out from under them. All right? And that's the same boogeyman scare tactic that Democrats go to. But if we're talking about fiscal responsibility and getting our fiscal house in order, we have to take a serious look at the mandatory spending in this country, the stuff that's on autopilot.
On your point about interest on debt, one of the things that's important for folks to try to get their heads around, because it took me, I had to get pen and paper to this. If you look at the interest we're paying on our debt, it is greater than more than 65% of the other countries of the world, their entire budgets. Think about that for a minute. We're paying more in interest than 65% of the world's countries have in total budget. That is a fearsome thing.
To your point, Mike, we've got a healthy economy here. We think the tax cuts are doing good things. The fundamentals are strong. What does that mean? It means production orders are up. Consumer confidence is up. I just saw the NFIB yesterday released a study that said more small business owners than ever thinks it's a great time to expand, right? Those are all positive things. But guess what? To combat inflation, the Fed is likely going to do an interest rate hike again. Guess what that means for our terms of our debt? It means the payments are going to be higher on the debt,
right?
Okay? And so that's going to soak up even more money. So when we're talking about this stuff, we need to have honest conversation with folks in West Michigan and your listeners across the country, is that defense in 1989 was 26.5% of the outlays. In 2019, it's going to be 15.6. So in terms of the overall budget, defense has shrunk. It's a misnomer and a lie that Democrats have said that defense spending is a larger share of the budget. No, it's not. It's these outlays, these automatic spending programs that continue to grow and grow and grow. Mike, you and I both know, right now we have a strong economy. The folks that are relying on government programs that are able-bodied working adults, that number should be dropping.
And it is dropping. In fact, last week we went over a pie chart that represented exactly what you said right here on this show. Those numbers are dropping. And so it's almost fascinating to me to think that the other side of the aisle, and again, folks, not all of them, but enough of them to make an impact, it appears to me, I want to be wrong, but they're trying to grow an entitlement culture. And I can't for the life of me understand how they think that that helps the very people that they say that they're trying to help.
Exactly. And, Mike, when we look at the tax cuts and what they've done, you're seeing bonuses from everywhere from Best Buy to Chipotle. Here in West Michigan, we've seen an engineering firm give out $1,500 bonuses. We've seen a steel company give out $1,000 bonuses. You know, other companies that have a presence in West Michigan, Charter Communications raised their minimum wage to $15 an hour. Fifth Third Bank gave out bonuses and raised their minimum wage to $15 an hour. Waste Management, the garbage company, gave out $2,000. Bonuses. You know, and then there's, of course, Fiat Chrysler that did a $1 billion investment, taking 2,500 jobs out of Mexico, bringing them back to Michigan, and oh, by the way, $2,000 bonuses for 60,000 employees. All right, so when we see Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and those folks poo-poo on the economy and say these are crumbs, they are so out of touch with what the reality is, it's hard to close that gap.
Sometimes it feels like they know that and they're just on stage saying things they need to say. Listen, we're almost out of time, but I got to tell you, and just to add one final caveat to your point, one of the things that we've gotten out of this was a huge trove of repatriated money from overseas, not just Mexico, but from all over Europe. Hard to imagine that Europe had a better tax code than we did, so much better that companies moved there. So I'd say shame on the folks that caused that, and thank you to Congressman Huizenga for being one of the folks that are helping to fix it. Listen, Brian Patrick, we've got to go to a break. I got to thank you very, very much for joining us this morning.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for the opportunity, Mike.
Very, very nice. Folks, we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Thanks for joining the Mike Hewitt Show. brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And it is time for the Enigma Report.
We are going to have a whole host of Enigma today. Actually, I've got to run through two or three things. Folks, if you're just dialing in, Ludwig von Wiedemdorski, Professor Ludwig von Wiedemdorski, my co-host. Listen, the director of the FBI, Director Christopher Wray, issues a dire warning against China's growing influence during a Senate intelligence hearing this week. And in fact, he also lamented at length about his belief that the Russians will continue to meddle in our elections. And more specifically, he addressed their meddling in the midterms. I got to tell you, it's an enigma to me, because when we say that, the folks in the media, a lot of folks that are working every day to pay taxes and raise kids that are not dialed in, automatically assume that that is making reference to the Russians supporting Trump or supporting Republicans. Folks, that's an enigma. That's an absolute laugh. I get that they're running around looking for obstruction from President Trump, but the truth of it is that they're not looking for collusion on the Trump campaign committee or Trump himself. They're looking for obstruction because they've already determined that there was no collusion. So when we talk about the meddling, whether Russia's meddling with our election cycle or not, whether China has a great influence on our society and culture in general or not, they do it in such a fashion, the way it's been reported, is to imply things that just aren't true. They just are not true. And the sad part of it is that the opposite is true. Hillary Clinton got millions of dollars given to her from both China and Russia and Saudi Arabia and all kinds of countries that we wouldn't want meddling in our elections. But let's identify what the concept of meddling is. Are they going into our voting system and switching votes? There's been no record of that. They've not been able to find any evidence of that whatsoever. Are they trying to win over the hearts and minds of the electorate with information? Probably. But are we doing that in their countries? Did we do that in Putin's Russia? Do we do it in Britain? Do we do it in Canada? Do we do it in France? The answer is yes, 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 and yes. Every country wants to provide itself a better footing in the world. I don't give a hoot what the globalists say. That's what countries do. But when I walked into the voting booth, and this is where I'm getting ready to default to you, Ludwig, when I walk into the voting booth, whether it was to vote for President Trump or Reagan a million years ago, I don't take all their nonsense with me. I sit down and analyze what's best for my daughters, what's best for my grandbabies. I don't give a hoot what Putin thinks or what the Chinese think. I don't care. It's not on my, just folks, honest, I don't care. And it's an enigma to me that if they're correct and these folks are actually moving your vote, by the way, I reject that. But if it's correct, that's the biggest enigma of all. Ludwig, what say you?
The idea that putting on some Facebook post changed the election is asinine. It just is. The only thing they could ever say that maybe Russia had any influence was, we got the truth through WikiLeaks on Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And how dare we get the truth?
Listen, I acknowledge that, but the reality of it is that they funded her. They were giving millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. They gave Bill $500,000 for a speech. That must have been a Jim Dandy speech. Without any thought of being rewarded beyond the speech? Folks, come now. I'm seeing all over social media about sex in the White House. What's Trump, 71? God bless him. But they do that seemingly to forget that they've got Bill Clinton and JFK in their history and everything in between. It gets to the point where you're going, we can't be a tick-for-tack society. We can't be a gotcha society. We can't allow some nonsense that somebody saw on Facebook to move our votes. And if that's where we're at, we're in trouble way worse than Russia could provide to us. So what they're asking us to believe is that they gave Hillary Clinton millions of dollars, but they were on Donald Trump's side. That China, because they're a huge country, has some sway over how I live in West Michigan, or how our listeners live in Riverside, California, or how our listeners live in Traverse, or Chattanooga, Tennessee, or Guam. You go, no, that's just nonsense. I got to believe in the American people, that we have a little bit more depth than what those nitwits seem to think that we do.
And even the thought that Putin would push a pro-American president versus somebody who's anti-American, where does that even correlate?
Imagine
as a communist sympathizer, former KGB, there's no way.
Imagine Putin sitting around thinking, yep, we really need that American nationalist in office. I mean, when you sit and you bring things down to real honest level, you just flop them out on the table, what are the facts? The facts they ask us to believe are that Putin wanted an American nationalist in the office. Somebody that went all over the world saying, we're going to negotiate for America first. That's who Putin wanted in office? Oh, stop it. That's silliness. Ludwig?
It makes, as we know, and the thing that they really, the media, maybe the other side that believes this is just not intelligent enough to understand what they're telling you,
right,
is they're literally saying that you are so stupid as a voter,
right,
that you let a Facebook post make your decision.
Right, but that's really the implication from what Miles would refer to as the swamp. Both sides, perhaps, but the folks that believe that Russia moved the vote and that China's going to flip our culture, they're in effect saying what you just said, that we're all really a bunch of really stupid people. Folks, I got to tell you, I reject that. The folks that come into Renegade River, that sponsors this show largely, the folks that listen to this show, I got to tell you, I can look in the eyeballs. I don't think you're dumb. I think you're brilliant, in fact. I think you're exactly the folks that stay dialed in on the issues and follow it to make sure that you know your children and grandbabies are going to have a future. That's not somebody that they're talking about. I don't know who they're talking about. But if they move somebody, that's not the group they moved.
Yeah, and then they want to bash Republicans for this whole situation. Facebook took the millions in ad revenue.
Right.
They didn't return the money.
They did not return the money. They liked the money, and they would be willing to do it again. That's exactly what the FBI director is saying without realizing it. And I don't know him. I'd have no agenda one way or another against him. But if you sit down and read, what does he say? Put it on the ground again. Flop it out on the table. What does it mean? It means that, yes, Google and Facebook and all of these organizations love the ad money, and they're going to keep taking it. It doesn't move my needle at all. I sit and I read that stuff and go, stop it. Stop it. I follow the money, and the money went into the campaign of Hillary Clinton, and the money mostly went to the Clinton Foundation. That's where that election cycle was funded to. So we like a nationalist, Donald Trump, who's going to run for America first, and we're going to help him on Facebook, but we're going to give the Clinton Foundation millions of dollars. What, folks, come on. Come on. We got to get our feet back on the ground.
It's not theoretically possible, feasible, probable, nothing.
Putin has got to sit there in Russia and read our news and laugh his butt off. He's got to sit there and go, holy moly, what is this? That's stupid. He's got to say that, because it is.
I just still go back to the 2012 debate. 1980s wants some foreign policy back.
Yep.
And Romney was right. The Russians are the biggest existential threat we have. And we have never realized the Cold War's over. It's never been over.
It's never been over. But I got to tell you, the biggest threat that we face, I believe this, is from the folks domestically that want things like a perpetual revolving door with a lottery immigration system, et cetera. Those are the $22 trillion debt, a revolving door. We don't care who's coming in. Those, to me, are the real threat, not what Putin puts on Facebook. That's patently ignorant, in my view.
We were warned of that by the founding fathers, right?
Absolutely.
We watched interior borders.
And they were absolutely right. Without borders, we're not a sovereign nation at all. Listen, folks, I'm hearing music. Do me a favor. Go to themikehewittshow.com. Send me an email. Tell me what you think and follow the show on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram at Talk Mike Hewitt. Ludwig, thank you very, very much for joining in this morning. I appreciated you doing that. Brian, thank you. Folks, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great evening. Bye-bye now.
So, how are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend-down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, host of the Income Generation television program, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend-down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend-down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message by calling 866-913-1234. Don't let market volatility ruin your retirement. Become part of the income generation. 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now for your free book.
We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I said the caller had provided them with information about Cruz's gun ownership, desire to kill people, erratic behavior, and disturbing social media posts in January. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney announced today that he will be running for a U.S. Senate seat